As we walk south down Union Street towards the Clyde, the Egyptian Halls is on our left-hand side, on the east side of Union Street. Completed by that other great Glasgow architect, Greek Thompson, in 1872, it is an A-listed building. In the 1990s, the building fell into dereliction. There have been several schemes for renovation and for regeneration of this building. It is an important building in the history not only of Glasgow architecture, but of world architecture, given the influence that Greek Thompson has had on, for example, American architects. Schemes have been proposed, such as converting it to a 4-star hotel, but it remains on the Buildings at Risk register in a high-risk category since its last inspection in 2013. Greek Thompson, like McIntosh, Salmon and Gillespie, is one of the great 19th century architects of Glasgow. He was involved in designing all sorts of buildings needed by a thriving industrial city like Glasgow. Churches, warehouses, tenements, commercial buildings, and so on. By 1910, Glasgow had reached the peak of its economic prosperity. It had a population of over 1 million and was the second city of the empire, producing locomotives, ships, printing, steel and iron for the whole of the empire. By 1910, the raw material resources, iron ore and coal deposits around Glasgow, were starting to run out. It was no longer really economic to be producing these materials in Glasgow. Industry was, however, artificially stimulated by two world wars, and so limped on until the 60s or the 70s. Glasgow industry was coming to an end in the 60s and 70s anyway, but it was cut brutally short by the policies of the Thatcher government 79 to 96. The population has been falling since the 1960s. How can a population almost half the size it was at the beginning of the 20th century still sustain those warehouses, those schools, those factories that Greek Thompson, McIntosh, Salmond and Gillespie built at the beginning of the century? Is dereliction for such a shrinking population in such a large city inevitable here? At the bottom of Jamaica Street, we turn left into Clyde Street, on the bank of the River Clyde. Signal of the fall of the Clyde from being a great, important river carrying exports around the world from Glasgow to being an industrial ruin is the fact that Customs House, through which all these exports must have been chartered, is now lying derelict on our left. A Grecian Revival building from 1840 by John Taylor. He himself was an Irish-born customs official, and he also built the Customs House in Dundee a few years later.